parasitic worm that's endemic to several developing countries could also infect up to 60% of adults living in Indigenous communities in northern Australia. But health professionals warn there's no way of knowing how many Australians are infected because there's not enough screening being done. Strongyloides stercoralis lives in the gastrointestinal system and, if untreated, can be fatal. Doctors are also worried a drug-resistant strain already prevalent in farm animals might mutate. Stephen Smiley explains.
Living in the stomach and intestines, the Strongyloides stercoralis worm infects 370 million people worldwide. In patients, its symptoms can include diarrhea, coughing and a hives-like rash. And if undiagnosed and untreated, it can be fatal. Kirsten Ross is a senior lecturer in environmental health at Flinders University in Adelaide and is part of a working group studying the worm.
One of the features of the organism is that it lives in your intestinal tract for a very, very long time. So we have been seeing cases in people returning from overseas that have got the infection many, many years ago.
Among those returning from overseas who've contracted the parasite are ex-prisoners of war and veterans of the Vietnam War. And there's been another big group of Australians living with the worm who've been infected right in their own backyards, in Indigenous communities on Cape York, in the Gulf Country of Queensland and the Northern Territory, and in East Arnhem Land. No one knows how many people have it.
We have communities that other clinicians are working with, where they've got a reasonable idea of the infection rate, and that seems to sort of hover between sort of 5 and 60% infection. Because we don't routinely test for it, we actually probably don't really know we don't have a really good hold on the numbers.
If diagnosed quickly enough, strongyloidiasis can be treated with a drug called ivermectin. But if left undiagnosed too long, the worm can go on to a phase called hyperinfection, in which it reproduces rapidly, potentially killing the patient. Dr. Wendy Page is part of Kirsten Ross's working group and is a GP who's worked from a clinic in East Arnhem Land for 2 decades. She says there have been fatal cases of strongyloidiasis in Australia because it wasn't picked up quickly enough.
Many years ago, a colleague passed away. An Aboriginal health worker died from disseminated strongyloidiasis. And we realised that we needed to be screening people coming through. And that's what we do as part of an adult health check.
Wendy Page says in recent years, the screening program she and her colleagues in East Arnhem Land are running has saved lives.
One example we have, a 2-year-old brought in from Western North Queensland in a life-threatening situation, but strongyloides was recognised as being the factor behind why this child was continuing to deteriorate. And once it was identified, they were able to treat that child. Now, without being aware, that would have been another statistic.
Wendy Page wants a central database of strongyloidiasis diagnoses. She says without it, nobody really knows how many Australians have the parasite or how many might be dying from what's a treatable condition.
It would mean that each case would go onto a database and you'd say, oh, we've got a hotspot here, what's happening there? We need to go out and find out, work with that community to see what needs to be done. It's been considered the most neglected of neglected tropical diseases. It's something that we can do something about, but if people aren't aware to begin with, then nothing happens and it gets put to the side and it's ignored. And so people suffer who should not have to suffer. And when we look at our own Indigenous populations, there's no reason why they should have to suffer from a disease that's preventable and treatable.
That's East Arnhem Land GP Wendy Page, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.